oftentimes we have a home seller who says, well, can't I stay for the showings? And I know the property. Now, imagine you're a buyer and you're in a property and you actually kind of fall in love with it. For negotiation purposes, sometimes you don't want to give the seller any signals that you do because they want to negotiate. Sometimes the buyer likes the property a lot, but doesn't like the choices you may have made with the color or certain design. And they may say some things that are offensive to you, but they're working it out. Oftentimes, as an agent, we can hear the buyers working it out, the point where they don't like the property, and they're going, but you know what, we could change this, we could change that, it's in the right location, we like the floor plan, and they can work it out. But if a homeowner is sitting there, the sellers, the buyers, if you will, can't go through their own process of eliminating the property or selecting the property. So ideally, you're not there. Oftentimes, if it's really foul weather or based on some limitations you might have in your life, you can't leave. The request would be just stay away from the buyer. Give them plenty of space. And oftentimes, a second showing, if the buyer says, we want to see the house again, but this time can the homeowner not be there? I would really encourage you to make arrangements to not be there for a second showing, unless, of course, there's some kind of limitation that you can't leave the house. But let's give that buyer all the opportunity to brainstorm, to think out loud, to talk amongst themselves, and see if they can come forward and make an offer on the property. Thank you.